I understand the subject of pure consciousness may be not so exciting for all the students because we went through it so many times. What are you talk about these things for the benefit of those who are still working with that dimension of consciousness? And I believe that many of you, even if you have stabilized pure consciousness, you can still benefit from these talks. There's always a danger that after awakening, of pure consciousness, and when you begin to work with other centers of the soul, you sort of forget about it, stop paying attention to it, and if pure consciousness has not been properly integrated inside you unknowingly, you may actually regress on that level. There's this question whether enlightenment can be lost. Which relates also to the question whether one, even after achieving different states of attainments, one can still spiritually regress. And the answer is yes and no. One can regress if that awakening, spiritual awakening, was not fully integrated within oneself. And that integration also refers to attaining the correct relationship, stabilizing actually the correct relationship with all the awakened states. Your pure subjectivity is your home, it is your very existence. You have to live it every second of your earthly existence totally. So there's a scenario, actually quite common, that even though one has awakened and stabilized pure consciousness, then one is working with the absolute state, for instance, or with the person, that one has to go back. As if from the very beginning, as if for the first time, awakening pure consciousness in order to make it perfect, in order to facilitate that integration. What does the complete awakening of pure consciousness entail? Stabilization of the energetic state. Because each awakened state has an energetic dimension which has to be stabilized and perfected, which is the second thing, perfecting of that energetic state. Establishing continuity of recognition, meaning stabilization of recognition, we speak about three main types of recognition. Directed, intrinsic, and natural recognition. Directed recognition is when you pay attention. It can happen based on your intention, or can happen spontaneously. Intrinsic recognition is happening below the conscious level. It's not unconscious, it is sort of a spiritually subconscious, below that threshold of conscious recognition. Meaning the state is self-recognizing, but we are not paying attention to it. And there are scenarios in relationship to pure consciousness where the directed recognition is turned off. For instance, when you go fully into the absorption in the inner knower, you sort of forget pure consciousness. You're not paying attention to it. Even though it is there. But for someone who is working with pure consciousness, it should not be seen as an excuse to break the continuity of directed recognition. Meaning for someone who is working with the dimension of the soul, pure consciousness, directed recognition has to be constant. Because that is that person's primary refuge in pure subjectivity. So one of the very important questions that everyone who is working with pure consciousness should ponder over is my pure consciousness stabilized or not? The process of stabilization is gradual, but there are different. It's gradual, but not in a linear way. There are quantum leaps, meaning you maintain, let's say, pure consciousness for 30% of the time during a day. Suddenly it's 50. Suddenly it's 80. After you reach 80% of continuity in pure consciousness, 80-90, that transition from 80-90 to 100% is in a way beyond your control. It just happens. It's again a quantum leap. So in a way, what you can do, what you can achieve through your effort, is to come to the threshold and then letting it happen. Still, the question remains: has it happened? Is my pure consciousness 100% present during the day, over time? Not everyone is experiencing pure consciousness in the same manner or with the same strength. Not everyone has the same strength in consciousness. Same like in the body. Some people are stronger, some people have a weaker constitution. Some people experience consciousness in a more gentle manner. It's still okay, but there's just less empowerment in consciousness. And some souls have that rock solid, empowered consciousness. And it's, by the way, directly related to the power, to the empowerment of pure attention. So, especially in the case of those who have consciousness more gentle, they may also have more doubts whether the pure consciousness is stabilized or not. Because there are different intensities in directed recognition. There's a focused directed recognition, there's a relaxed directed recognition, there's a very relaxed directed recognition. There's a directed recognition that borderlines intrinsic recognition. So in certain situations, you may be not really sure whether pure consciousness is present or was it there or not. So you need to get in touch with somehow deeper with your pure consciousness. You need to develop that sensitivity, that faculty of introspection, that you are able to identify things or the presence of pure consciousness, which may be experienced in the most subtle way. It's not gone, it is just experienced in a very subtle way. But sometimes maybe it's gone. Maybe you have lost it. So when you come back to yourself, let's say you got distracted by something and you come back to yourself, you are wondering, was it there just the moment before, or was it gone? Well, the simplest way to dissolve these doubts is to maintain the continuity of directed recognition at all times. That is for those who are working with pure consciousness. For those who are working with other centers, they need to develop sensitivity to intrinsic recognition. So, if you are not paying attention to pure consciousness, there are different scenarios why you do not pay attention, like even what we call the double focused external attention, one is engaged. When you are really busy in the outer world, so the directed recognition of pure consciousness is turned off. But the question is the intrinsic recognition present? Or there's just no recognition at all. You have lost your pure consciousness entirely. So there's some kind of a, you need to do some kind of a contemplation in retrospect. Because there's a continuity of subtle memory in your consciousness, in your intelligence, that is able to identify, recognize what was happening just a moment ago without you at that time paying attention. So when one comes back to pure consciousness, let's say you forget pure consciousness and you come back to it, there are more or less two possibilities. One is that you come back with a direct recognition to something which is already present. It's like, let's say you forget about your physical body. You forget about your legs and hands, and then you become aware of your body. So you are becoming aware of something that already exists. Meaning you are not creating your body by recognition, you are just becoming conscious of it. But in terms of coming back to pure consciousness, sometimes when you come back to it, you're actually creating it, meaning it's the act of recognition is the act of creation. So that is the question. When you come back to pure consciousness, are you creating it through your recognition? Or are you coming back to something which is already present intrinsically? These are things that anyone which is working with pure consciousness need to contemplate. Because I frequently get these questions, how do I know if my pure consciousness was stabilized? Well, the fact is that it's not so easy to fully know. One has to grow into that, also develop this discriminative faculty to acquire that complete certainty. Or in many cases, I have to verify it. Which is also okay. Still, you need to do your best to master this art of verification. So, stabilization of pure consciousness entails stabilization and perfecting, not the stabilization, complete awakening of pure consciousness entails stabilization and perfecting of its energetic dimension. Which also includes the horizontal surrender. Horizontal surrender radically changes the energetic experience of pure consciousness. And actually, that is the proper pure consciousness, pure mirror of consciousness in horizontal samadhi. Continuity of recognition, stabilization of recognition, stabilization of surrender, very important. Meaning, even when you reach the state of horizontal samadhi, the surrender does not stop. Only in this case, you are not surrendering in order to reach the state of surrender. You are surrendering because that is the only way to be. Like a river flowing, waterfall falling. Just what it does, it constantly flows. In the same way, pure attention is constantly flowing into the universal I am, which allows actually to maintain that exquisite equilibrium between the presence of pure mere consciousness and its absence. Because if pure attention stops flowing, the energy moves into presence too much. Another important function of stabilization of horizontal surrendering is it being the foundation for another type of integration, which is integration with the external world, an integration with the external person. Because when the external person is engaged, active, he takes energy, and that energy naturally moves forward. When it moves forward, based on the basic law of energy, there's less energy at the back. And one's sense of self gravitates too much forward. So that continuity of horizontal surrender is keeping you in the right place in pure consciousness, basically weakening your pure consciousness. Your experience of pure consciousness. So, integration with the world. It's something that integration is not only happening after you stabilize your consciousness, it's happening from the very beginning of your practice, because obviously you need to live in the world, you need to function. But initially, when one is completely dedicated to stabilization of pure consciousness, one tends to be a bit disconnected from the world, which is how it's supposed to be. You still need to live in the world, but you are internally withdrawn because your priority is pure consciousness. That's why we have meditation retreats and so on, to create that environment where the minimum external disturbances, so you can establish whatever state you are working with without distractions. But later on, you need to learn as well how to be fully present in the world. So that duality between pure subjectivity and the world is forgotten. Everything is experienced as pure subjectivity. Someone asked me about that concept of pure objectivity. Pure objectivity is basically the world experience from pure subjectivity. But looking at it from another angle, pure objectivity is just another dimension of pure subjectivity. Everything is pure subjectivity. We have done many meditations, we call the art of perception, for instance, art of thinking, and so on, which refer to that integration between pure consciousness and the world and your external activities. It's basically integration, make it simple, between pure attention and external attention. Sometimes we refer to it as a double arrow attention. One is pointing back, one is pointing forward. So one of the common issues is when the external attention is active, the pure attention is forgotten. Or when pure attention is active, external attention is dysfunctional. People cannot think. When they are in pure consciousness, they cannot see clearly the world. They have this blurry vision and so on, because they don't know how to use external attention from their pure subjectivity. So there's something like that element of growing in strength in consciousness. In a way, consciousness is like a muscle, number of muscles that need to develop. How can I be conscious of pure consciousness and conscious of the outer world at the same time? Being able to function, to talk, to think, to communicate with other people, and at the same time being in pure consciousness. The general tendency of human consciousness is to focus on one thing in order to be effective. Some people are more capable of multitasking, but again, it refers more to the mind. The mind can somehow multitask, divide external attention. And the external attention is divided into different compartments, is able to focus on different things more or less at the same time, or switching very quickly between its focus. But here we speak about a different kind of multitasking, not just within external attention, that you're able to use pure attention and external attention at the same time. Since the external attention is something that everybody has naturally developed to different degrees, so it all comes down to the development of pure attention, which is the new attention, new muscle in consciousness that needs to be strengthened. So if someone cannot recognize pure consciousness and at the same time function in the world, it simply means that that person's consciousness is weak. Pure attention is weak. And how it develops, how it becomes stronger, through practice. Through the inner work. One of the tendencies for those who walk the spiritual path is to be disconnected from the world. And as I said, that's okay for time being. But it should not be a permanent situation. The world is your oyster. The world is your an important dimension of your existence to enjoy and to experience. It's not your enemy. Which brings us to the subject that you should not be afraid of the external things disturbing your practice. At the beginning, maybe you should, at the very beginning, because you are still like a baby trying to establish pure consciousness before you can run. You need to learn how to walk and so on. You need to do it gradually, baby steps. But if you reach a level of progress, pure consciousness is experienced in a more substantial way, then you should look at the world as your activity in the world as an extension of your practice. For instance, you interact with people, you should see it as a part of your training, as these people are actually testing your pure consciousness. and then you will know whether it is real. If you just live in a cave, which is a common problem not many people live in caves, but they used to, many spiritual adepts, that one reaches this tranquility, this calm inside that cave. But the problem is it's not real, because when one enters the world, all of the tranquility is lost. So your inner peace, in this case your pure consciousness, has to be tested in the real world. It's not only tested, it's actually interaction with the world allows it to grow in strength, because you are forced to strengthen your pure attention. So actually all of these challenges serve your own very empowerment. If you are able to maintain pure consciousness in all situations, even though the most distracting, even when you experience different emotions, you get angry, you get agitated, fearful, whatever. If you are able to maintain pure consciousness in all these situations, that brings true satisfaction and true confidence. Because nothing can take it away from you. It means that you truly own pure consciousness. Now it is yours. And of course, pure consciousness will completely transform your experience of the world, because you are no longer the same. In a way, you are the same, you're still the human that you were, but at the same time, you have become a different being, because you experience the human part of yourself from pure subjectivity, from universal consciousness, which is now your refuge, your home, your peace.